Nothing can prepare anyone for what they see in the carnage of war. I was a medic, so I did my job. I was doing my job, and I'd rather be dead and in the middle of a rice paddy than alive in a hospital and find out that one of my men died because their medic wasn't there. Was doing my job, and although I don't want to squelch any young child that might think that I represent a hero, I was just an ordinary guy doing, you know, some extraordinary things.
The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, March 3rd, 1863, has awarded in the name of Congress the Medal of Honor to Private First Class James C. McLuhan, United States Army.
My name is Specialist 5, James Charles McLuhan. I am the 2017 recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor, the very first recipient from President Trump. I served in the United States Army as a combat medic with Charlie Company, 3rd Battalion, 21st Infantry Regiment of the 196th Brigade of the AmeriCal Division. That's in 1968, the summer of 68. I was married that March. I figured I was gonna be a teacher and a coach, and yet no, they said, "You're not gonna do that yet. We need you to go into the United States Army. We got this war going on." And so that's what happened. You know, I figured, gosh, you know, I worked so hard to get here, but yet I guess that's not God's plan. I'm gonna do something else first. I was disappointed. I was disappointed because I was really ready to get started on my teaching and my coaching, and they said no. And so I was disappointed.
Jim was raised in Bangor, Michigan. His father built their house from scratch and worked 40 years at a piano factory. Jim's dad taught him a simple but powerful lesson.
Do the right thing. Have integrity. Do the right, doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Do the right thing. And even if anybody else isn't looking, but you know, it'd have been easy for me to hide behind a rock or dig myself a nice deep trench to lay in and wait till the smoke cleared, but had I not done my job, the smoke wouldn't have cleared. We'd have been gone.
Private First Class C. McLuhan distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty from May 13th through 15th, 1969. The company air assaulted into an area near Tam Kai and Nuyan Hill.
I remember the first day. And the first day I got off the helicopter, we hit an ambush. I had my first two casualties. And I had my first two or three wounded, and I shot a man. This is my first day.
On May 13th, with complete disregard for his life, he ran 100 meters in an open field through heavy fire to rescue a comrade too injured to move and carried him to safety.
So without hesitation, boom, popped up, ran to him, slid in next to him and asked him if he where he'd been hit. He said, "I'm not hit, I got hurt, and my knee is locked up, you know, it's really hurting." And I looked at it, and it was about the size of a volleyball by this time, and I said, hang on to your M16, you're going up on my shoulders." And so I weaved because I know a moving target's harder to hit, and of course my men are shooting AK-40s, or they're shooting M16s and M60s and the AK-47s coming from the other direction, bouncing off the ground, and I can hear them and see them. But we got in without being hit. And that's my first of those that were I rescued in those 48 hours.
In those 48 hours, Jim rescued 10 American soldiers and tended to countless others. He was one of 32 men who fought until the end. They held their ground against more than 2,000 enemy troops. Jim, I know I speak for every person here when I say that we are in awe of your actions and your bravery.
His timely and courageous actions were instrumental in saving the lives of his fellow soldiers. Private First Class McLuhan's personal heroism, professional competence, and devotion to duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of the military service and reflect great credit upon himself, the AmeriCal Division, and the United States Army.
I told my uncle and my father when I got home what had happened, that they had said put me in for the Bronze Star because I was only a PFC. And 40 years later, my father had passed. He passed in 1991, and my uncle came to me, and he had arranged a meeting with Fred Upton. And of course, I didn't see Fred. I saw his secretary. And so that's when the process started. We had to find a lieutenant. They only represent me, but then the lieutenant has to go back after the Distinguished Service Cross. He accumulated only 32 of us walked out of there, 9 notarized eyewitness letters. Remember, I told you there must be at least 2, but he had 9. And it took 6 years and 4 months to even leave the Public Relations Committee and get into the Army Board of Decorations and Awards, where it has to start. 2 months after that call, I get a call from Senator Stabenow, who had taken over for Levin. I had gone from Upton to Levin. Levin retires. Stabenow took over. She said, she called me to tell me that my case had gotten onto the desk of the defense secretary, who has to sign it, of course, for the DSC. And he read the eyewitness letters and all of the work that the lieutenant had done and handed in, and he said, the Distinguished Service Cross is not high enough, and recommended me for the Medal of Honor. So that's how that happened. I was thinking about my men, my family, my dad. Especially my dad. There's one point in that ceremony where you see me look up, and nobody wakes up in the morning and says, boy, I hope I get to go to another war, you know. But you know what? If I hadn't gone to Vietnam, I would have never met some of the most courageous, caring, loving individuals that I've ever met in my life. Some of the most fantastic people would have never come into my life. I've reconnected and connected them with each other, 20 individuals from that battle. And we talk, or we write, or we text, or we do lots of things. 10 of them were at my ceremony, and 5 of those 10 that were at my ceremony were 5 of the 10 that I'd saved, including a man that became one of the top geoscientists in the nation. That is my reward. My reward is that 10 Americans and 1 Vietnamese led a great life. I have the badge here that needs to carry the men that didn't get it. It needs to carry their message to the rest of the world.